Lesson 27, A Disaster. At 7:20 p.m. on May 6, 1937, the world's largest airship, the Hindenburg, floated majestically over Lakehurst Airport, New Jersey, after an uneventful crossing from Frankfurt, Germany. There were 97 people on board for the first Atlantic crossing of the season. There were a number of reporters waiting to greet it. Suddenly, radio listeners heard the commentator screaming, "Oh my God, it's broken into flames! It's flashing! Flashing! It's flashing terribly!" 32 seconds later, the airship had disintegrated and 35 people were dead. The age of the airship was over. The Hindenburg was the last in a series of airships which had been developed over 40 years in both Europe and the United States. They were designed to carry passengers and cargo over long distances. The Hindenburg could carry 50 passengers in 25 luxury cabins with all the amenities of a first-class hotel. All the cabins had hot and cold water and electric heating. There was a dining room, a bar, and a lounge with a dance floor and a baby grand piano. The Hindenburg had been built to rival the great luxury transatlantic liners. It was able to cross the Atlantic in less than half the time of a liner. By 1937, it had carried 1,000 passengers safely and had even transported circus animals in cars. Its sister ship, the Graf Zeppelin, had flown over 1 million miles, 1.6 million kilometers, and had carried 13,100 passengers without incident. Nobody knows the exact cause of the Hindenburg disaster. The Hindenburg was filled with hydrogen, which is highly flammable gas, and every safety precaution had been taken to prevent accidents. Sabotage has been suggested, but experts at the time believed that it was caused by leaking gas, which was ignited by static electricity. It had been waiting to land for 3 hours because of heavy thunderstorms. The explosion happened just as the first mooring rope, which was wet, touched the ground. The most surprising thing is that 62 people managed to escape. The fatalities were highest among the crew members, many of whom were working deep inside the airship. After the Hindenburg disaster, all airships were grounded, and until recently, they have never been seriously considered as a commercial proposition.